An analysis of 2 decades worth of workplace data has found that older Australians are working longer. It's particularly true for women over 60. Their participation rate has tripled. The University of Melbourne researchers say the figures are significant because they show a cultural shift in favour of older workers, as Mandy Sammy reports.
20 years of data on workplace participation rates is a lot to work through. But Mark Wooden and Roger Wilkins from the Melbourne Institute of Applied Social and Economic Research did it. They found that 45% of women aged 60 to 64 were in the labour force in 2013, up from just 15.2% in 1993. Overall, there was a 300% jump over 2 decades. Significant, according to Professor Barbara Pocock from the University of South Australia. She's been researching work and employment in Australia for more than 30 years.
That is a really remarkable shift in the Australian labour market in that last 2 decades, where women have entered the labour market, they've increased their skill levels. So there's a driver on the side of, you know, I want to make a contribution and I find work interesting, but there is also a strong economic pressure there, which is stay and work longer than they expected because their super balances or their, when they look ahead to what they've got to live on, they need a bit more than they expected. That's especially the case for women whose super balances are around half the level of men. And when we look at, for example, the rate of divorce, there are new and unexpected pressures to earn for longer for many men and especially for women.
Do you think that cost of living pressures come into it?
I think that that's a factor, but I think the main thing is people have a much lower level of accumulation than they believe they need. I think there is also a factor for many women in that they entered the workforce late or have had interrupted participation in the labour market, and many of them also enjoy their jobs and want to stay active and involved in the workplace. So it's partly economic and it's partly about social connection and wanting to make a contribution.
The trends were similar for men. By 2013, 17% of men older than 65 were working or looking for work, double the number from 20 years earlier. Professor Pocock says the fact that people are living longer is having a significant impact.
So some of it's a very positive story about feeling able and wanting to make a contribution and to stay active and engaged.
The researchers who collated the findings say the figures show there's a cultural shift in favour of older workers. Ian Yates, Chief Executive of the Council on the Ageing, agrees.
I think that that is true. We've said for some time that there are two contrary things happening in the labour market. One is continuing age discrimination and the other is a significant shift in favour of older workers and of older people themselves deciding that they want to continue working. And the full impact over time of the abolition of compulsory retirement, which used to see many people were forced to retire, that's now illegal.
What do you think is actually behind that cultural shift that's taking place?
Well, I think what is happening is that more and more employers are conscious that actually if they let their older workforce walk out the door, then they lose enormous intellectual capital, they lose experience that is not replaceable easily, and they are therefore working harder at retaining older workers.
Mr. Yates says older Australians can stay in work longer because the types of jobs they're doing have changed. He predicts that in the next 20 years, the proportion of people working late into their 60s and 70s will continue to increase.
We don't have a majority of our workforce now in physically demanding jobs and jobs that are not conducive or actually affect their health. So that certainly is part of it.
Professor John Buchanan, director of the University of Sydney Business School, says that's not necessarily a good thing.
Particularly if you look at the quality of the jobs that are available to older workers, you have very high levels of part-time work, you have very high levels of casual work, you have very high levels of self-employment. And I've yet to see any robust data to show that that's actually all by choice. People usually want predictability in hours. They usually want some kind of certainty in the offer that's there, but they'll simply take what's on offer. So, yes, it's really good that people can work longer if they want to, but I think there's a lot more to the story than that.
That's Professor John Buchanan, Director of the Workplace Research Centre at the University of Sydney Business School, ending Mandy Sammy's report.